Statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, partly sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 90. Tomorrow night becoming clear, 68, and Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer leveled off after 2 months of sharp declines. The July reading, 134, down 3 points from June. Both producers' sentiment regarding current and future conditions also dropped. The index of current condition dropped 6 points to a reading of 143, primarily due to weaker crop prices. The index of future expectations dropped 2 points to 130. This month's sentiment index marked the lowest barometer reading since July of last year. Producer sentiment regarding their farm's financial condition were optimistic when prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat were surging last fall and winter into early spring. Still, recent sentiment readings suggest farmers remaining cautiously optimistic about financial conditions on their farms. The Farm Financial Performance Index, which asks producers about expectations for the farm's financial performance this year compared to last, improved 3 points to a reading of 99. That's 43% higher than July of last year. The Farm Capital Investment Index declined for a fourth consecutive month, dropping 4 points to a reading of 50, as farmers plan to reduce their farm building and grain bin purchasing for the upcoming year. Only half of producers indicate they expect a rise in the price of inputs by at least 4% in the year ahead. Tyson Foods will require all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming one of the first major employer of frontline workers to do so amid a resurgence of the virus. Tyson, one of the world's largest food companies, announced yesterday that members of its leadership team must be vaccinated by September 24th and the rest of the office workers by October 1st. Its frontline workers must be vaccinated by November 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican Attorney General for the state of Kansas, Derek Schmidt, said that he's challenging Democrat Governor Laura Kelly and local officials on their imposing of COVID-19 restrictions in the state to the state's highest court. Kate News reports the Attorney General has asked the Supreme Court in Kansas to keep in place a law that limits Kelly's power and local officials' authority, even though a Johnson County trial judge struck it down last month. He said he is appealing District Judge David Hauber's ruling and wants the decision put on hold in the meantime. The Republican legislature had enacted the law earlier this year to prevent Governor Kelly from closing businesses or schools, limiting public gatherings, or imposing a statewide mask mandate. The judge had ruled that the law violated the state constitution by infringing upon the power of the courts and by denying state and local officials due legal process. In other news, Emporia police are asking for the public's help in locating two people accused of kidnapping a bicyclist following a hit and run. Police say the event happened on Monday night. The suspects are two females in a silver or tan passenger car. Good American Network News. Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro.wheat.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
The state of Kansas is reporting that tax collections in July were 11% greater than expected. It's good news, even as the spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant has some officials worried about the economy. The state's Department of Revenue says that Kansas collected nearly $603 million in general tax revenues last month. Its official forecast predicted $543 million, so the surplus was $60 million. Revenue Secretary Mark Burgart said the consumer spending on goods and services has not slowed down, but he added that department economists are watching to see whether a steady increase in COVID-19 cases will hurt the economy. In other news, partisan bickering among Kansas legislators over redistricting has intensified even before their first public hearings on how to redraw the state's political boundaries. Democrats are saying that 14 town hall meetings across the state are scheduled over only 5 days next week. Each is an hour and 15 minutes, and 10 of the events are during the day. Democrats see an attempt to limit public input, while Republicans are accusing Democrats of politicizing the redistricting process and says additional virtual town hall meetings will be held during the fall. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Officials in northeastern Nebraska say a man was killed at a poultry operation near the village of Lindsay. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said it was called Monday to an address for a report of a man being crushed, and deputies arrived to find a 23-year-old, Marian Carreto Perez of Columbus, gravely injured. Perez was rushed to a Norfolk hospital where he died. Sheriff's officials say an investigation showed Perez had been helping with the transport of large crates of live chickens, which were being moved with a forklift when the crates became dislodged. Officials say Perez stepped in between the crates and the forklift when the crates slipped further, crushing him against the forklift. Potential air quality impacts from the wildfires in Canada continue through today. Wildfires in Canada and the western U.S. may affect the air quality in Nebraska. Air quality monitor locations are set up in Omaha, Bellevue, Lincoln, Grand Island, and Scotts Bluff. Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2020 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A primary election was held Tuesday in Nemahal County and included a runoff for USD 115 Nemahal Central School Board Position 1. Among four candidates, incumbent Amy Sutbeck tallied 82 votes. Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard each received 23. Lori Osterhaus was eliminated with 7 votes. A canvass of ballots Monday at the Nemahal County Commissioners meeting will determine the runner-up winner among Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard, who were tied. That winner will face Amy Sutbeck in the November 2nd general election. COVID counts locally have risen recently. Marshall County showing 21 positive cases, including one hospitalization as of Monday. That's up 4 from a week earlier and double that of 2 weeks back. Washington County has 4 active cases as of Monday. Some of these are the more contagious Delta variant. Vaccination efforts continue for those 12 and older, and area schools are determining protocols for fall classes, which begin soon. In response to a complaint filed by Gayla Randall regarding open meetings violations by Marshall County commissioners over multiple closed sessions during negotiations with their contract attorney for the Irish Creek Wind Farm project, an hour-long Kansas Open Meetings Act training was hosted Monday. Multiple allegations in the complaint were dismissed by the state's attorney general, with exception of a technical violation involving the board not citing reasons for entering closed session. The training was open to elected representatives of other public boards in Marshall County. A nearly $10 million budget was approved unanimously by the Marysville City Council last week. A slight increase of 0.36 mil to 67.64 mils will generate $9,865,000. The public budget hearing is set for Monday, August 9th at 7 p.m. Volunteers in the Axtell community recently completed installation of new permanent bleachers at the Eagle football field. The Booster Club, among other organizations, coordinated the effort with a structure purchased from the Derby School District. Some additional improvements to the complex are to be added as well. Marvin Beckman, age 98, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Beckman. Delpha J. Nelson, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 28th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Burial St. John's Lutheran Cemetery. Family will see friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Delpha Nelson. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, quiet weather for this Wednesday. At least through the day, we're going to see mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the 80s. We do have an upper-level system called an upper-level shortwave that will bring chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tonight, into tomorrow night. Otherwise, behind the system, sunny skies, this upper-level ridge moves in back into the 90s before more chances of showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, as we head into Saturday night. So across the area, partly sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 90. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear, upper 60s, and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30.
A long, hot summer has a way of leaving its mark on your clothing, namely perspiration stains. We will share a few stain removal secrets today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Former President Obama celebrates his 60th birthday today. Summer's dog days will soon be ending, but chances are they've left their mark on your clothing in the form of perspiration stains. Here's a few things to know about removing them. First and foremost, don't use bleach. Chlorine will react with the proteins in the perspiration, resulting in an even darker stain. Instead, try soaking the garments in diluted hydrogen peroxide or white vinegar. For the most stubborn stains, here's a remedy some people swear by. In a cup of warm water, mix a tablespoon of cream of tartar with 3 crushed aspirins. Work the stain into the paste with a toothbrush. After 20 minutes, rinse and launder. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and priced right, a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport and 2014 Chevy Traverse. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The 87th annual NBC World Series gets underway today in Hutchinson. The first 20 games of the double elimination tournament will be played at Hobart Dinner Field in Hutch, running today through August 8th. The final 8 teams will then move to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, where the games will take place August 9th through the 14th. The 2021 NBC World Series has 16 teams in the field, trying to outlast the competition and get into the championship game on Saturday, August 14th. Fans are encouraged to buy tickets before getting to the ballpark. You can buy tickets at etix.com. After back-to-back weeks on the road, the Wichita Wind Surge returned home last night and opened their series with a 6-5 win over Midland at Riverfront Stadium. And the Kansas City Royals and Chicago White Sox were in action as well last night, with the Royals taking a loss 7-1. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022. 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Now to the Olympics. Team USA did well today in women's 400-meter hurdles, and the women's basketball team also had a victory at the Olympics today. CBS News' Steve Futterman is covering the Olympics from Tokyo.
It has been a very good day so far for the U.S. here in Tokyo. American Sydney McLaughlin broke her own world record as she took gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles.
I just want to set a good example. Be the best that I can be.
Her American teammate, Dalila Mohammed, took the silver. A bit later, Noah Lyles of the U.S. is favored to win the men's 200 meters. The U.S. women's basketball team also had a good day, beating Australia. Next up, a semifinal match against Serbia. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Kansas Olympian Kelsey Stewart of the Mays Eagles landed back in Wichita yesterday afternoon with the silver Olympic medal around her neck. The former Mays Eagle took the silver with Team USA softball. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Wiegers and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
KNDY.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Help the pollinators and add a bit of unique beauty to your garden with Rattlesnake Master. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This drought-tolerant perennial provides nectar for a large number of beneficial insects, including many of our native bees. The blue-green leaves resemble yucca, and the white blooms look like globe thistle. You'll find this native growing in prairies, along the roadside, and in open woods. It tolerates drought, clay soil, and grows well in dry, shallow, and rocky soils. Rattlesnake Master grows 3 to 6 feet tall and will flop in overly rich soils. So limit fertilization and plant it with some sturdy neighbors like grasses and Russian sage. Rattlesnake Master will self-seed. Enjoy the extra plants or harvest the seeds when the seed heads are brown to share with friends. Plant these in fall or place them in the refrigerator for spring planting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Today, a transcontinental flight from New York to L.A. might take about 5 hours. But do you know how long the first such flight took?
We celebrate over 100 years of flying coast to coast on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Orville and Wilbur Wright may have begun flying in 1903, but it took years to make it a practical machine.
Certainly in 1911, there had been very few flights that went very far.
Dorothy Cochran shares the story from the National Air and Space Museum. She's speaking of pilot Cal Rogers and his quest to claim a $50,000 prize from William Randolph Hearst for the first transcontinental flight under 30 days in length.
He would take off. He had a map. And, of course, in those days, people followed the railroad tracks to get where they wanted to go. And you would follow the railroad track or you'd follow a river. And then if your engine started to give out, you looked for the nearest field and you landed.
Rogers began his journey on September 17, 1911. He was sponsored by Armour's new drink, Vin Fizz. The logo adorned the rudder and underwing areas of the plane. He often relied on the help of strangers wherever he might land.
You just work with the people who surround you and help you out to get your fuel, to get your aircraft fixed, to bring in, you know, parts are being driven in or brought in by train that he needs. He's got to wait. I mean, it takes months.
His landings were sometimes crashes. There were at least 16. Some sent him to the hospital. On November 5th, he landed in Pasadena, California, 49 days after he began the journey.
He takes a long, long trek across the United States. And in the end, when he finally gets to California, he's replaced about 90% of the aircraft.
He missed the 30-day deadline to claim the prize, but became an aviation celebrity. However, he died in a plane crash 5 months after achieving the nation's first transcontinental flight. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.
Now 70 now, $15
M-Cent Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
The last thing you want is for the water to run out when you're all soaked up in the shower. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're planning a private well, it's important to be sure it'll meet your water demands as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If
you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The average American family uses 75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks will have an idea because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pumped this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute. And the static level was 10 feet and the pumping level was 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more, and if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute, and so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
No one like Jesus, who can handle my situations. He's my life, he's my strength, he's my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for your life and for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Midst of summer and things are finally starting to return to normal, many are starting to resume social activities. Hello, Bible study, soccer games, and swimming lessons. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. As we decide on what activities we're going to resume, it can also be a good time to review our finances. Maybe you cut back on certain areas this past year and were able to put more money into your emergency fund. Or perhaps, rather than eating out, you surprised yourself with your cooking abilities and you want to maintain the habit of dining at home because it's also brought some financial benefits. However this new season may look for you, consider using it as a time to evaluate your financial strategy and set some new goals, and be sure to align them with your faith. Ultimately, we shouldn't only use times of uncertainty or change to review our finances. It should be an ongoing practice. It will help you achieve financial clarity and make the most of all God has given you.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
How important are immigrant workers to the agriculture business? That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Immigrant farm workers are critical to many segments of the U.S. agriculture business. That was evident from a recent hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Woodstock, Illinois farmer Linnea Kustra said she and her husband sold their dairy herd in 2018 because they worried about losing their immigrant workers.
If the U.S. dairy industry lost its foreign-born workforce, it would nearly double retail milk prices and cost the U.S. economy more than $32 billion, according to a study by Texas A&M University. The labor crisis on our farms is an issue of national security, and it must be addressed now.
The pork industry also depends on immigrant labor, according to Jen Sorensen, president of the National Pork Producers Council.
Statistics suggest pork industry wages average roughly $14.75 an hour across the country, including many in rural areas where the local minimum wage is much lower. However, despite solid wages and benefits, according to a study by economists at Iowa State University, native-born workers and permanent residents simply cannot offset the need for foreign-born labor.
More in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. One Midwest senator claims the pending infrastructure bill's heavy emphasis on electric over ethanol-powered vehicles has several root causes, ranging from climate change to ethanol's continued reliance on blending with gasoline. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley was asked why the big imbalance in the pending Senate infrastructure bill between electric versus biofuel investments when electric generation is still reliant on fossil fuels.
Because climate change is a religion for some people, and you don't divert from that religion. And they don't like oil, fossil fuels generally. And when you got biofuels and you're promoting use of biofuels at the same time, you're going to continue the use of petroleum products unless you got some car that can burn 100% on ethanol. And they exist, but we don't do it that way in the United States.
Grassley adds that 50 or 100 electric plants are easier to regulate than the many widespread ethanol plants. And then there's the infrastructure bill's mix of transportation spending.
Democrats wanted emphasis upon mass transit to be entirely electric vehicles. And we have provisions in there for some of the money to be used for biofuels.
But it's much less than Grassley and other farm state lawmakers want, a group of whom all Republicans are seeking, though some like Grassley still support the bill for its road, bridge, waterway, and broadband investments. The bigger question is whether brick and mortar spending will survive a two-step effort by Democrats to secure a second massive social infrastructure bill that Republicans oppose, but that House representatives insist on before they'll support brick-and-mortar infrastructure. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro...
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractor are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senators spent the weekend finalizing the details of that massive bipartisan infrastructure bill and now start debating amendments. Maine Senator Susan Collins, one of the group of 10 who took turns talking about their bill on the Senate floor last night, said the legislation represents the most significant investment in the infrastructure since the construction of the international highway system. The legislation would provide $550 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, inland waterways, rural broadband, and other needs. A bipartisan group of 29 lawmakers, known as the House Biofuels Caucus, asking the EPA to issue renewable volume obligations and the renewable fuel standard for 2021 and 2022 and increase advanced biomass-based diesel volumes for 22 and 23. The letter reads, low-carbon advanced biofuels important to states and cities that are pursuing carbon reduction goals for clean, low-carbon transportation and home heating programs. Biomass-based diesel reduces carbon emissions by an average of 74% compared to petroleum diesel, the lawmakers said. Now, EPA is yet to issue proposed volume requirements for 2021. Now, the agency must finalize proposed volumes by November 30th, according to the renewable fuel standard. U.S. export sales of wheat for the week that ended July 22nd got a boost from a relatively large commitment from Chinese buyers, according to the latest data from the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. China purchased 128,900 metric tons of U.S. wheat for delivery in the 21-22 marketing year. It makes the largest purchaser, helping push up the weekly total sales to all destinations to 515,200 tons. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Healthy soil is the foundation of healthy food. Increasing soil organic matter by just 1% unlocks a lot of benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
More important to soil health than organic matter for both productivity and environmental quality. Crop and plant residues and manure are common materials that go through the decomposition process to form organic matter. It doesn't have a defined physical or chemical structure, but you'll know when it's doing its magic. Kevin Kuhn is a resource conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says one of the biggest benefits of organic matter is the water holding capacity.
It really acts as that sponge, and an increase of 1% of organic matter can increase our plant available water by about a little over 0.5 inch. And we all know our good soils, you know, they get us through that July and August dry time period. And we know those eroded soils where we don't have that topsoil and good organic matter, they're the ones that dry out.
It helps with better nutrient cycling, which can increase crop health and vitality.
You know, 1% of organic matter releases 20, 30 pounds of N. It releases phosphorus, gives us 2 to 3 pounds of sulfur for each percent of organic matter. And we realize sulfur may be a limiting factor sometimes, sandy soils, eroded soils, and that's due to that lack of organic matter. It helps us with building aggregate formation, and we need that so that soil is more resistant to soil loss from rainfall events and greater infiltration with that structure.
This also helps to improve the quality of ground and surface water. As soil becomes a more effective filter, sediment and nutrient loads are reduced in runoff. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the benefits of soil organic matter and how to improve it at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, having a tough day. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat just can't seem to get anything going today. September, Kansas City wheat down 8.5, 699. December's down 8.25 at 710.5. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis spring wheat are struggling too. September corn down 3.25 at 547.25. December's down 3.25 at 548.5. So Not a pretty sight there. Soybeans have been bouncing around a little bit, but right now are back in the green, and pretty solidly so. September beans up 10 and 3 quarters at 13.34 and a half. November up 8 and a half at 13.28 and a quarter. So a bit of a recovery now for soybeans after some a little queasiness earlier in the day. September soybean meal is up 4.60 at 3.52.10. October is up $5 at 3.51.30. Soybean oil, though, continues to have some issues. September soy oil down 10 points, 62.35. October down 17 points at 61.81. Mixed numbers across the soybean complex. Cotton is higher, as is canola right now. Taking a look at the livestock complex, we've seen some issues with hogs today. That continues. October live cattle up 120 at 129.35. December live cattle up a dollar at 134.20. All the back months are in the green to varying degrees. September feeder cattle up 65 at 163.17. October feeders up 47 at 165.52. Once again, all the later months are positive. Hogs are where we've got the issue here today. October hogs down 107 at 90.30. December hogs down 80 at 83.45. So a bit of an issue for hogs today while the cattle complex continues to look good. Gold is down. August gold is down 80 cents currently at $1,809.30 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Thank you.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.